בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, השתבח שמו. Another ערב שבת. So don't forget, ערב שבת is early now. We're in the winter. So you gotta צריך להזדרז, gotta do everything quick. You know, people sometimes lose track of time, especially when they're at work and stuff. So you gotta make sure לכבד שבת קודש, to make sure you finish everything on time and to come on time to shul and not to roll in like you just and sometimes people roll into shul on Friday night like they just got thrown out of a hurricane. Yeah, זה לא ככה. Not necessarily. That helps, but anyway. So I wanted to share with you something that is mildly related to the parasha from a halachic perspective, and it's a shiur that people have been asking me to give for a long time, so I decided to actually sit down and work on it. It's no secret that Mashiach is close. And it's not all of the simanim that the Nevi'im gave, that Chazal gave, Baruch Hashem, it's all coming true. And in spite of that, never give up, because there's a mitzvah to wait, to anticipate Mashiach's arrival every moment of every day. It's one of the one of the 13 principles of faith. The faith is that even though he's not here yet, even though it's delayed, but we still wait for it every day. And we've spoken about it extensively. Even though that's one of the questions in the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph, one of the first six questions that a person is judged about is Tzipita Lishua. Did you not only want Mashiach, but did you anticipate it? Were you ready for it? So, in anticipation and readiness for Mashiach, you have to know that on the day that Mashiach arrives, a lot is going to be happening. Obviously, it's going to be very busy. There's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a tumultuous day. And you're going to have to kind of prepare yourself accordingly, not only to go to Eretz Yisrael, but on the day that Mashiach comes, I counted in the poskim, there are no less than six unique brachot that are applicable for the day that Mashiach comes, for meeting the Melech HaMashiach the first time. There is a very interesting teshuvah in Minchat Shlomo. Agonim Shlomo is Alman Arba Achzichet Tzadik Lebracha, Chilik Aleph Siman Tzadi Aleph, where he quotes a letter from Agonim Shlomo, Rav Shmuel Homaner, one of the big miyasidim, one of the big poskim who is miyasid, miyasid of Eretz Yisrael. So he writes as follows. First, he says four basic berachot that a person will say on the day Mashiach comes, when he first see Mashiach. Number one is for Mashiach himself, you have to say two berachot upon seeing his face. What two berachot? What would you think?
Shechianu.
Okay, but even besides for that, for seeing Mashiach's face himself, which berachot do you think that there are?
The Gadol one.
The Gadol one, first of all, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechalak Mechokhmato Lire'av, because one of the prerequisites of Mashiach is that he's Gadol Me'od B'Torah. He's gonna be all encompassing the Kol HaTorah. The Rambam writes then the end of Hilchot Melachim. So first of all, you would make that bracha Shechalak Mechokhmato Lire'av. Number two, you would make the bracha on Malchei Yisrael, because as his name implies, he is Melech HaMashiach, is from Malchei Beit David. So you'd make Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shechalak Mikevodo Lire'av. So one is Shechalak Mechochmato, one is Shechalak Mikevodo.
Can they make a bracha on the queen?
What do you mean?
Would they make a bracha on the queen?
Which queen?
Of England.
So it really depends. The only time that's a different bracha. That's for Malchei Basar Vadam. You would make Shechalak Mikevodo
Lebasar.
No, mikvodo, the kavod of Hashem to basar vadam, but that's only if the king or the queen is able to put to death or pardon from death, which I don't think the queen is able to do. Oh, well, actually, maybe she can, or she can declare war. There's certain things that she can do, so if she's, there is a machloket about that. So now, as follows, what do you say?
There's no straight lineage in David anymore, though. Everyone intermarries now.
But,
what do you mean intermarries? Within Jews.
What do you mean intermarries?
I'm saying there's no
strength. It only goes from the father. Father Ben, Achar Ben, Achar Ben, Achar Ben, from David HaMelech. That's one of the simanim. If Hashem chose this person to be Melech HaMashiach, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he is a direct descendant, Ben Achar Ben, from David HaMelech.
Someone said he is. Can I believe? He's probably lying. You know? He says he has like direct lineage.
Oh, is that the guy by the
Could be. That doesn't mean he's Mashiach. There's plenty of people who have lineage. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had direct lineage from Ben Acharbin, from David HaMelech. That doesn't, right? Nevertheless, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasn't the Mashiach. Now, so far, how many do we have? Two. There's another one on the festivity. First of all, yes, we're seeing Mashiach, and both for the festivity of the day, you would make Birkat Shechiyam. Shechiyam, Keiman, V'Giyamu, Lazeman, Azeh, because it's a festive time. We've been waiting almost 6,000 years for this day. That's Beracha number three. There's another one that the Minchat Shlomo, B'Shem, Rav Shmuel Hominer brings down to say, is the Beracha, when you see 600,000 Jews gathered in one place. There's a Beracha B'Shem U'Malchut that the Gemara and all the Poskim, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they all bring down. There's a Beracha Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham Harazim, that Hashem is Chacham over the multitudes. So when you have 600,000 or more Bnei Israel gathered in one place, you make that Beracha. You better believe one of Mashiach's jobs is to do what? Gather Am Yisrael. He's going to be Mekabetz Et Kol HaGaluyot. So when you see Mashiach gathering the entirety of Am Yisrael, there's going to be millions, much more than 600,000. Bevadai u bevadai, you'll make the Beracha of Chacham HaRazim.
How much is Chacham
HaRazim? What does the Rishut HaRabim have to do with this?
No.
This has nothing to do with the Rishut HaRabim. This has to do with seeing 600,000 Jews in one place.
It's not 600,000 Jews of Rishut HaRabim.
What do you mean?
What you could count as Rishut HaRabim is not what's 600.
Well, there's a machloket exactly what constitutes a Rishut HaRabim. But for the bracha, it doesn't have to be in Rishut HaRabim. You just have to be able to see in one time a multitude of at least 600,000 Jews. Then there's a Yesh Omrim that the Minchat Shlomo brings down. It's a very interesting thing. Hagaon Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi also discusses this question in Sherot U'Tshuvot Lev Chaim, Chelek Bet, Siman Mem Bet. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi says that when Mashiach comes, you know, just like on Leila Seder, at the end of Magid, at the end of the Haggadah, there's a bracha. Before we drink Kos Sheni, what bracha do we make? Nope. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Ge'alanu V'Ga'al Et Avotenu Mitzrayim V'Hotzeanu Me'Avut L'Cherut V'chule. And it ends off Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, the same nosach bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, of that which praises Hashem for the redemption of Am Yisrael. Now you better believe that Bi'at HaMashiach not only is like Yetziat Mitzrayim, the redemption from Mitzrayim, it's even greater. Like the pasuk says in Micha, Ki Metzet Echa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ha'enu Niflaot. And not only that, the Midrash says on the pasuk that Hashem is going to show more Nisim Niflaot at the time of Bi'at HaMashiach that are going to completely overshadow the Nisim Niflaot that happened at Mitzrayim. So, Rav Chaim Palachi.
I know the four before.
The ones before were Rav Shmuel Hominer in a letter being quoted by Minchat Shlomo by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says Yesh Omrim a fifth as well. Okay, he says this one as well. Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Not everybody agrees to that. Now, even though in Lev Chaim he says only to make Ga'al Yisrael, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says Bevadai. Rav Chaim Palachi will agree to the first four brachot that we said, because those are across the board. Chacham Gadol Batorah, Melech Yisrael, 600,000 Jews, Shechianu, on first of all, the happiness of, you know, the halacha is when you see something that makes you tremendously happy, not only for the Zman, you make Shechianu for a certain time, and also for seeing somebody that makes you happy. Are you going to be happy when you see Melech Mashiach? Bevadai, you're going to be thrilled. So both seeing Mashiach and the day necessitate Birkat Shechianu. So far we have
five
parts. Not everybody agrees necessarily we're going to see all five, but four for sure. Rav Chaim Palachi adds the fifth of Asher Ge'alanu and Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael.
Ga'al Yisrael is not, it's Baruch of Simcha or Baruch of Geula?
Baruch of Geula?
Why did you just say it was Simcha?
Simcha B'Geula.
That's for Shechianu,
no?
It's Baruch of Geula.
The Baruch, but it's Simcha B'Geula, just like we say on Pesach. We're Sameach about Geulat Mitzrayim. So we're also sameach about the geula of Mashiach Tzidkenu.
In that bracha, it says it refers to the night. We said the Mashiach will come at night.
Nachon. Again, that bracha also v'igyanu alayla azeh leichol bo matzah u'maror. So the bracha is going to have to be a little bit tweaked because the whole bracha revolves around Leil Pesach. So, you know, something in that, in the text of that bracha obviously is going to have to be tweaked to make it a little bit more applicable to Bi'at HaMashiach. But at the end of the day, that's the basic text, and Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael is going to have to be used. So, I saw another one. Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked this question in Sefer Derech Sicha Chelek Aleph, and he brought a raya from a midrash. Listen carefully. There's a midrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer who says as follows. Listen carefully. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, which was a midrash that was written by Rabbi Eliezer Gadon, says that when Avraham Avinu took Yitzchak to the Akedah, and he bound him. Akedat Yitzchak, Parashat HaShavua. We say Akedat Yitzchak every day. Was Yitzchak Avinu hurt at the Akedah?
No.
Nothing happened, right? Says the Midrash Roma. Says the Midrash that when Avraham Avinu put the knife to Yitzchak Avinu's throat, Parcha Nishmato. Immediately, he died. The Malachim came and prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be? He promised him, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned the neshama of Yitzchak Avinu after the Akedah. Says the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, when Yitzchak Avinu was resurrected, when Hashem gave him his neshama back, he got up and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Mechayei HaMetim. Yitzchak Avinu, after the Akedah, made that beracha. Now, there's a machloket aposkim whether or not Yitzchak made Birkat HaGomel after Akedat Yitzchak. There's a machloket between Maran Achida's father, Rabbeinu Ephraim Yitzchak Zerachei Azulai, who said that he didn't, and Chachme Doro, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, and others argued on him, and they said he did. But put Birkat HaGomel on the side. The Midrash says that Yitzchak Avinu made Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Mechayei HaMetim after he was revived or resurrected post Akedat Yitzchak. Now, that being said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Alav Shalom, borrows this Midrash and says that apparently, if Yitzchak Avinu did that after his Tchiyat HaMetim, then what's going to happen by all Metei Yisrael when HaKadosh Baruch Hu resurrects them? They also, based on this midrash, he says, they have a chiyuv to make the bracha of mechayei hametim when they get up also. Now, it's not necessarily immediate, but certainly, bi'at HaMashiach ushers in the period of tchiyat hametim. There might be some time between them, but certainly, that starts the process. What starts the process of tchiyat hametim? That's bi'at HaMashiach. So another sixth bracha that's going to be, have to be, again, if you're alive, so you won't necessarily have to make this bracha. There are some shitot that say that everyone's going to die and come back to life by Tchiyat HaMetim. So it could be that everybody's going to be zoche to make the bracha of Mechayei HaMetim. But anyways, at least the Metim themselves that do get up will make this bracha of Mechayei HaMetim. Now, this is all what I found in Poskim. So far, how many brachot possible at least?
Six.
Six. Now, you're writing it down? Hold on to it, because Bezat Hashem, we're going to need it very soon. Now, he says, this is another bracha that I thought of that I didn't find in the poskim, but it makes sense that we will say. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person hears good news that is good for him and other people, which bracha does he make? It's a gemara. Which bracha do you make on hearing good news that's good for you and other people?
Tov ha'amitiv.
Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hatov ve'amitiv. You better believe that Bi'at HaMashiach is a wonderful example. Why? It's good for you and good for everybody else. So I'm not quite sure how come the poskim left this one out, but it seems very clear that that bracha will have to be said as well on Bi'at HaMashiach. How many so far?
Seven.
Anything else you can think of?
You say something like War Gog Magog?
Meaning?
Ha'olamitiv.
Well, there's another bracha when you see Avodah Zarah destroyed. When there used to be Avodah Zarah in certain places, you make a separate bracha. The Shekhinah brings down a whole bracha for that. But those, you know, those are only spin-offs of Mashiach. When Mashiach is going to come, he's going to destroy all of the Avodah Zarah and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. But, you know, related to Mashiach himself, I think we can make no less than seven brachot based on what I found in the poskim and what I just told you as well. But there might be more. If you think of any more, you should let me know, because you should have a card and laminate it so that when Mashiach comes, you're not all flustered and confused. You make it right away. Anak.
What happens if, like, yeah, it's like Mashiach's going to come 6,000.
Yeah.
Like,
why, let's say?
He will.
No.
Before 6,000.
Bechonio.
And what if somehow he doesn't? Then what?
There's no what if. There's no. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to send them.
Hypothetically, if he doesn't come, then
there's no hypothetical. So I'm sending.
Don't say that.
What?
If he doesn't come, if he doesn't come with 6,000, the world will be destroyed for 1,000 years, and then he will come.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised he's going to come by the end of the 6,000 year. Bezat Hashem.
Where is that written?
No, the Rambam also says it's Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. Hashem's going to send him. So don't. There's no what ifs. Hashem is sending Melech Mashiach. Yeah. It's like the Gemara says, "En ben David ba ela bedor shekulo zakai or dor shekulo chayav." Either a generation that is all tzaddikim or all rishayim, which means, you know, it's got to be a pretty extreme generation to usher in biata Mashiach. Rabotai, prepare yourselves accordingly, and we're going to move on now to say a vart on the parsha.
Right, we get chizuk in believing Mashiach's coming like every day.